Blog Talk Radio.
So, welcome everyone. This is hashtag My Investing Story, and it is my true pleasure to have my co-host, my other co-host, not my regular co-host, but my other co-host, Jackie Cummings-Kowski. Yes, we've done some shows together in December, and it's really good to have her back because we have a special guest that is a regular, Bob Wynn, but we have his family investment club, which is it Real Enterprise Investment Club? Is that the whole name of it?
Yes, Real Wynn.
Real Wynn, okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, W-Y-N-N, I get it. Look, you can't have a last name like Wynn and not really use it, you know?
Right.
Exactly. So yes, we're excited to have Real Wynn Enterprise Investment Club. And we're going to have three of the members of the investment club introduce themselves. We'll start with Janelle. Then we'll go to Ms. Clausell and then Bob Wynn.
Okay, wonderful. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Janelle Johnson, and I'm part of the Real Wynn Enterprise. I was kind of considered one of the young people who started off in the investment club group, and currently I'm now serving as the vice president of the investment club. Glad to be here to talk with you all.
And hello, everybody. I'm Bob Wynn, and I am one of the members of the Real Wynn Investment Club as well. You'll hear from one or two of my siblings, but it's actually the three sisters of mine plus myself who are the siblings that the club is named after. It's R-E-H-L. And that's Robert, Elizabeth, Helena, and Lorraine. And, of course, the children of my siblings are part of this club as well, and a few of the grandchildren are part of the club as well. We founded it in December of 1999, which is a story in and of itself. I'll let someone else tell that story. And we've been going ever since. And my sister, who's not on right now, Helena, is the treasurer.
And I'm the E in the Real Wynn. I'm Elizabeth. I'm actually the baby sister living here in Tuskegee, Alabama. And I see that my son just came on, George Clausell II. He also is a partner in the club. But I am just elated to be here. And thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. And Janelle, were you there at the founding of the club?
I was
just taking off her diapers.
Okay. So I may not have quite the memory of what happened at Mr. Robert Wynn does, but I do remember it was in Wisconsin. It was snowing. It was a cold, cold Christmas. And one of the amazing things about our family is that we all live in almost different time zones, different parts of the country. And every 2 years, we do meet in person for a formal kind of family reunion, Christmas reunion. And during that time, it was when my uncle, Robert Wynn, proposed to the group to start an investment club. And so there was a lot of discussion about what that would mean, what that would look like. And I think that's kind of like when it started. So technically, we are an investment club that has been meeting virtually before Zoom existed. We were a virtual club doing conference call in, and we actually would only meet really once in person, really once every 2 years. It was really just totally all virtual. So I think we were kind of a little bit ahead of our time in technology and moving forward in that sense.
Mm-hmm. And so the club was started, and I've heard the Genesis story, but Bob, you can definitely tell it. Because was it the December of 99?
It was, because we meet every odd year or for Christmas. That's just when we started. So we've been consistent on that rotation, actually starting in probably 1993. It was after my mom had passed away. But Liz was there. She was sort of representing the yays and the nays. So I'll let her share what happened, because I'm kind of biased.
Yes, we were having Christmas at Bob's house, and I'm loving to tell this part because when Bob said he had something to talk to the family about, and he shared about our family becoming an investment club, and he was informing us how it would work and the benefits that would happen. And I'm saying that because I was so green. I mean, I was clueless. I was one of those never thought of investing, never didn't know about investing, didn't know we of color really invested per se. And so with me over these years, it has really been a learning experience. And so my son that's on, and so he was sitting there, and he at the time absolutely did not want to join or just seeing, but in saying that, he has been thoroughly glad, let's put it that way, that his mother said, you can be 50 years old, but you're going to be in this club. And I tell him, I saw today. I didn't quite understand it, but I knew if I hung in there with Bob, I was headed somewhere.
Wow. My mom isn't on, but I think she would do a little hallelujah dance right now with
yeah, my son has so much.
Yeah, I mean, because and I'm glad that two other family members outside of Bob told the Genesis story, because
Hey, Ione, I think you muted yourself by mistake. We want to catch every word.
Sorry, thank you. Yes, you know, I think it's hard enough to be teaching yourself about investing. It's even harder to see the light and try to share that with your family. And then it's even harder to convince them to start an investment club so you all can walk that path together. And, I mean, to have the foresight that you did as a mother to influence your son and just impress upon him how important it is, despite his age, to get started, I mean, you know, it's been, 25 years for the club? Almost 30 years for the club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since the year 2000. So it's actually about 21 years now.
Wow. And so, Ms. Clausell, you saw now then. How does it feel right now being here and having 20-plus years of the family club under your belt?
I think it almost would be easier to ask the Lord, in the sense of I have sent so many praises up to him and so many thank yous that that he enabled me to just, you know, one, trust Bob. I think that might be a key component of anybody that wants to start a club, too. As I said, Bob's track record, Bob's reputation with the family, his knowledge and everything, I just felt that it was something I wanted to be a part of. And also, I will say that Bob, along with other family members, because like I said, I was totally green, totally embarrassing green, but they have been so patient. And if I have any questions, I'll always get them answered, or they'll call and check on me, or are you comfortable with this, or do you understand this stock that we're going to sell, or this stock that we're going to buy. Some of the club members might not know how many sidebar calls that I get. They do not leave me behind. They make sure that I'm fully understanding and that I know what's going on.
I'm leaving it for you, Jackie, because I mean, my heart is wide open. So
I know. I think that's so great. I mean, I'm listening, and I'm so jealous because I wish that I had, like, a family club like this. Like, I have family. I only have one daughter, but I have 11 nieces and nephews, and I wish that I could create something like this. So I guess, Bob, were you like the lone wolf? Like, did you have an ally that helped you present this to the rest of the family? Because I feel like if everyone in the family or just about everyone else are like, no, I'm not messing with that, it would have been so hard.
Well, what happened was I was developing my career in financial education, and I think I was already on the board of Better Investing. Of course, you know, that opens your eyes and you see what the mainstream is doing, and you want to bring it to your own community. So I had actually started Asset Builders, a nonprofit that was going to outreach and bring more financial literacy into the community. And I just kept having this dislocated feeling that, you know, how can I be doing all of this outside of my own household and family? And I knew some of my family didn't even have this the way they should. And so I knew I was going to outreach and start doing this in the community. And I just basically tried my luck at commandeering the family and saying, we have to start this, only because I just felt it would be an imbalance to do all this for, you know, other people and not even be doing it for my own family. And like Liz said, you know, they were all, at least the ones of my siblings, you know, were all willing to go along, and then they could sort of impress upon their children to come along too. Probably Janelle and her brother, I think, were going to come along, you know, pretty willingly anyway. But we have actually something beyond just this club that we call a command performance. And that just means if it's a certain occasion and we're expecting, you know, all of the sort of like core family to be present, then it's not up for discussion. If somebody declares something a command performance, that just means the whole family is expected to participate and there's no dissension. And so I don't know if we really called this club a command performance, but it had all of the spirit of a command performance and that everybody was going to be in it. And of course, the four siblings have spouses and they certainly were not going to block, but, you know, they could choose if they wanted to be like a spousal member of the club or just, you know, say it's just going to be that family member and that spouse was going to sort of stay on the sidelines, and which was allowable. But they all knew we were going to kind of do this. So it's been successful. So the thing, and I have started a lot of clubs in other places, and basically I tell people when they say they want to start a family club, I normally say, do not let that be your first club, because it is a lot of dynamics, you know, family dynamics that you have to take into account.
And so, Bob, I didn't ring that bell, so you take as much time as you need.
Okay. Yeah, and so basically, in order to navigate the family dynamics, it's good to have a lot of knowledge and confidence, at least about the investment club process, so that you're not grappling with family dynamics and learning about the club and how to do certain things. And, you know, there's going to be discussions back and forth. And so it just went better because I had had that experience and had the background from Better Investing, you know, as well to help me out. And then we just began to evolve some practices that maybe came from other aspects of work we've done as a family, because we used to actually run a golf tournament to raise money for scholarships for our local community in North Carolina. So we had sort of a dynamic of working together already, and I think that helped as well. And we just kind of evolved to create a executive committee, and that helps us have a separate overlay of decision-making and in-depth thinking and analysis. And Janelle is part of that, so she can maybe describe a little bit about how the executive committee functions as well.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Janelle, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Janelle, before you go, I'm going to make one exception with Millie, who, if she can come off of mute, she has a statement. And I want her voice because we actually have a question from some of our listeners actually asking about, did many of the spouses join the Real Win Family Enterprise Investment Club? or did they sit on the sideline? So let's hear from Millie and then Janelle.
Thanks, Naomi. My statement was going to be you had asked about how easy it was to bring people along. I think one of the things that had helped, Bob and I had never given our nieces and nephews Christmas presents or gifts or toys. We had always given them stocks or some aspect of some sort of investment tool. So these parents, Bob's siblings, had seen anywhere from 10 to 12 years of performance of how these children's stocks had done. So we didn't have to convince them that it was a real vehicle, because I think somebody had McDonald's, somebody had Disney. I think G had Disney. Janelle initially had, wasn't G? So it had changed a couple of times. So we had given them examples of what, and our youngest had actually gotten a kind of a mutual fund because by then things had evolved. So I think that was part of the ability to bring the siblings along. And then to the question, I am a spouse, and I've been at the table since the beginning. And I would say that all of the spouses have a working knowledge of what we do. Some are more active than others. And one of the spouses has an economics background, so he's constantly giving us technical consults. He's not an active member, but he definitely gives us some heads up about the things he's reading. And I would say more than anything, none of the spouses blocked. And so the fact that there was no opposition to what was being done says a lot.
Thank you so much for that, Millie. Wow.
Well, I guess just follow up with that also is just kind of how we're organized at this time. So one, I will say we have been fortunate to have a club that has continued on without any major strife or challenges. I do think one is probably also just because of our family dynamics. The Wynn family doesn't do a lot of drama, and we kind of, you know, are very into loving. I think my grandparents, their parents were very big on, you know, the family dynamics and being a family. And so I think we try to kind of move forward on anything that's sealed. And there's a saying that my mom always uses, wear your garments loosely. So even if, you know, your stock wasn't selected, you learn to move on and carry onward. Even so, you know, just till the next time. So I think that has kind of that perspective of what you're taking into it. We have found that, you know, now that we're a more mature group and we kind of have a nice, pretty stable portfolio, we move towards doing what's called an executive committee. So 1 month, the executive committee meets to kind of review some stocks that persons are looking at, planning, and then every other month, so like 1 month we meet, and then the next month, the larger group meets to discuss. So because of that, it kind of helped with planning, because a lot of us have grown. So many of us started off, we were younger, and now when we're people have families, people have kids. So the availability in the evenings to meet has kind of shifted and changed. Some people retired, some people's families have grown. I think that has made a big difference. We really are very purposeful about our time. So I think someone in the chat was kind of asking about family gatherings. We really just meet on, we have a Sunday, and that is when we meet. So whenever we meet for other holiday things and different things, we don't really talk a lot of shop and business. And I think that's also allowed us to stay as a family club without having a lot of merging. It's when you have a conference call, that is when we discuss stocks, business, and other things. I mean, there might be some individual chit-chatter here or there about just general economics and what's going on and, you know, in the economy or something, but we don't really have a lot of other additional meetings. And I think that's kind of one thing that, and I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, say to Ms. Quazel, Liz, she always kind of reminds us, you know, family is family, and kind of helps us remember we need to keep that family part together and not to kind of overwhelm ourselves with meetings. And in our meetings, actually, when we close, we always open with prayer and close with prayer. And we also do a round robin of kind of just good news sharing, just to kind of keep that family dynamics there. So I want to say that if anyone was going into even any club, I mean, we all are involved in a lot of different things, you kind of have to always have a keep a lightness to it. It is work to do something, but having that balanced approach. And money's personal. Everyone comes with their different money story and a different value story of how they look at money. And there's a respect that needs to come in play when dealing with money and things like that. But then we also, really what's really helped us is better investing. We really have stuck by what did the SSG say. You know, some people have tried to go a different route. And I would say, you know, I think it sounds good, and I think you should put it in your portfolio, but is that what we're doing? Because we're learning. So I think we're kind of focusing on what are we teaching. And we've, you know, done some kind of fun things, but I feel that staying course and kind of following an outline has helped us stay focused so that we kind of have a pattern that we're moving through, and that kind of works for us. So, of course, other groups may want to be a little bit more creative, a little more interesting. We also have an amazing treasurer. So I would say whoever wants to start an investment club, find an amazing treasurer. Find a really good treasurer.
Yes.
So we are fortunate to have a lovely woman in our group called Helena McIntosh, who, you know, is just a whiz, and she is up on that iClub, and she creates these amazing charts. So even if you are not in love with math, you can be in love with math when you look at Helena's pie charts. So it really has helped us get to know the information, look at our portfolio, and people can ask really good questions. So I think having someone kind of, there is leadership that is needed for a club to go well, because when you have those reports, it also kind of puts to play, like, this is what's really working. And then even if you know, we're doubtful, you can kind of see the proof is in the pudding kind of thing. So I want to say Better Investing, to me, the organization has been a really good anchor for us to help learn, and also kind of, we've had team members attend some of the trainings learned by SSGs, have gone to some of the conferences, so that has kind of also helped people kind of stay abreast, learning and getting new information.
Wow, Janelle, I mean, you said a mouthful, and I'm going to come back to you, because I want you to tell us a little bit about being the young member in the family that has started and, in a sense, grown up in this family investment club. But before you share that part, I have to do a shout out and let my friend, Miss Helena, introduce herself. yes, you are live. Yes, come give it to us, because we've been waiting for you.
Well, first of all, I certainly would like to say good evening to everyone, and apologize for being a little tardy, but I was at another meeting, but I left that because I said I have a family meeting with our family friend, the McNeils, and I must be there. And I want to give an extra shout out to our Vice President, Janelle Dancy, that just presented, and I greatly appreciate her kind words. I am the treasurer, and as such as Better Investing, I'm called the financial partner. So it has been my pleasure.
I was trying to interject also to introduce you. I was on mute to emphasize that you're a proud graduate of Hampton University, where one of the hidden figures made her name in mathematics and got a rocket to the moon, and have our own hidden figure in Helena McIntosh.
Yes, yes. Kudos.
You can see that this family, we're full of love, so that keeps us going. But I'm happy to be here with you and, you know, share any information that we might have in regard to treasurer assignments, et cetera.
Helena, while you have the floor, talk a little bit about just the responsibility of treasurer, because that is so key for any successful investment club. And then any sort of little tips that you have for somebody who's going to take on the role of treasurer. And I know that we have one or two people that I've been in touch with that are thinking about starting investment clubs. I think some Ione's working with some startups too.
Well, first of all, I would just say, as the financial partner of the club, the major responsibilities as defined by the Better Investing organization. My responsibility is to collect the dues and the fees for the club, and I'm responsible for any expenses and disbursements that are required by the club. I also handle the various transactions that involve trades for the buy and sell transactions in the club. So the treasurer does have quite a bit of responsibility. And other transactions would be recording the DRIPS, that means the dividend reinvestment plan for the various stocks in your particular portfolio as dividends are generated. You have to make those transactions, and also any mergers that take place or splits that take place. So we've had various activities with, because we own Apple, so that was involved in a particular split, and we've had mergers, etc. Now, my main responsibility each month, I have to generate various reports for the club, and the main report is the valuation statement, which gives you an overview of your total portfolio of your cash balances in your bank, plus your brokerage, and then the amount of equities that you also have. So I think, as Bob put in the preview, we've been in effect for about 20 years, and we do have over 100,000, you know, that we have in our total portfolio. So the club is growing well. And in addition to the valuation statement, we generate the member status report. This is the report that maintains and displays the total value of each member of the club. So it's what they have at that particular time and what their percent ownership would be. And we also have the cash journal report, the complete journal ledger, et cetera. So these are various reports that we give on a regular monthly basis. But now that we're at the end of the year, we're finished 2020. So now it's tax time. And so the treasurer's responsibility also involves generating what they call year-end reports, and that will be forthcoming for our club, you know, your income, a balance statement, et cetera. So that's kind of an overview of how I spend my monthly time generating reports for the club.
So I have a quick question. So you're obviously go ahead, Bob.
No, introduce yourself, Jackie. I want my family to know who you are.
Yes, I met a few of them, Janelle, up front. I'm Jackie Cummings-Kosky, and I am on the board of Better Investing, but I definitely give many thanks to Bob, because I don't believe I would be on the board were it not for him and the diversity conversation he's been having for way longer than, you know, 2020, like a lot of
I've
people.
I've been alive.
Yeah, so exactly. So it was his wish as he departed the board is to maintain diversity among the board. So that was very important because it planted a seed in, you know, the board members' mind that we need to make sure that we not only honor Bob's wishes, but that we understand the importance of keeping a diverse board. So I think that allowed them to make sure that they cast a wide net and did everything in their power to maintain a diverse board. Because, Bob, if I'm not mistaken, you were the only African-American on the board at the time you left, correct?
Correct, right.
So there were none at that time. So I feel honored that he asked for that, and it has instilled in me that I need to pay it forward. So when I leave the board, that is going to be my same wish, and I need to express that, not just have them assume it.
And you've already been doing some of that because?
Yeah, we've got lovely Ione, who is also a board. She's our newest board member, I believe. Ione's our newest board member. So, you know, it's hard sometimes to be, and Bob, I'm sure you felt like you were the only one for a while. And it's hard to be the only one, but sometimes that's what we have to do.
Yes,
and
right.
So now to have my sister on the board and someone that's well qualified, You know, it feels great, and we need to continue that and hopefully serve as an example for other, not just nonprofit boards, but boards of publicly traded companies that we invest our hard money in. So, yeah.
We will. And with Climb, it's going to continue.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So I was going to ask Miss Helena. I'm from the South, so we put Miss in front of everybody's first name. But but I would like to know, so you're a very close-knit family. All right, you trust each other and everything. So why did you and or the club find it necessary to even use this fancy accounting software when you're just family?
Well, basically, we're following the guidelines of the Better Investing Board, and they kind of put out the guidelines that you use. I used to just have a CD, you know, that I think they call it Club Accounting 3, where they would send CDs, et cetera. And then it's the recommendation that you join the online club accounting system in the My iClub, and it facilitates your calculations. You know, my husband always said, oh, you're back at it again. And when I produce my reports, they look so intricate. But I said, all I have to do is just make entries and then push a button. And so the software takes care of your entries and your transactions. So it's just an easy way. I can't even fathom trying to do any of this manually, you know, literally, to generate these beautiful reports. So it's all recommended by Better Investing, and I have followed their particular guidelines. So I went from an actual CD, you know, to the online system, and it facilitates your transactions and helps you keep your records in order.
Yeah, well, I truly appreciate that, because one of the things that I like about the Better Investing Way is the fact that you're trusting your money in someone else's hands. And that's why I agree with Janelle so much. Almost the most critical role in any club is the financial partner and the person that keeps the books, the treasurer. And even with a family club, you still believe that's an essential part of keeping the club running, keeping accurate books, you know, records of everything that's going on. And I appreciate that Better Investing has made that a part of their model. Again, you know, if I'm giving somebody else my money, I remember when I was first joining it, that was one of my first questions. How do I know how much I have in? How do I know, you know, where we're at and all of that? And then they showed me, you know, the software, and I'm like, okay, I'm satisfied. I had my own ID and password. I could go on anytime I want. So that is a critical part of the club model and keeping up with everything. And even when it's a family, I think some people might feel like things are more relaxed when it's a family, but you guys obviously found that is a very important part. And then you also let me know how easy it was. I've never been the treasurer. I've been, you know, like keeping it away. I've never been the treasurer, but the way you're describing it, it does most of the work for you. So it's really not even that hard to make sure if you want to start one, you know, you get the accounting software, you get your officers, and you start it. And it sounds like there's so much help. So thank you for kind of laying that out, that it's not terribly difficult with the tools that we have now.
That's right. The tools are very helpful, and they do have manuals. When you renew your dues, etc., there are materials that you can pick out that come with your dues renewal, so you can also read, and that helps you keep abreast. And with the online, if I might add, then the other club members can also look and see on a regular basis what the reports look like. I mean, Bob might speak to that, but that will help, you know, maintain that the rest of the members actually know what's going on. And we literally even send receipts every time someone sends money. And I'm really doing that because that's what is requested. You know, so we do follow the books, even though we are a family.
May I just add one little sentence to
that? Yes, please.
Oh, that's my twin Elizabeth.
That being a family, one of the things I have enjoyed is also the confidentiality because we are so familiar with each other and all, but if someone maybe didn't pay their dues on time or what, the confidentiality that the treasurer has just been impeccable. And I think that's very serious to say in a family as well.
Thank you. And before I get to Millie to make a statement and then back to Janelle, I do also want to make the point for anybody listening, if you didn't pick up what Jackie said, when you use the My Club Accounting iClub software, there is transparency across the board. So even though the treasurer has the controls and does the entries and all of that, the money is not his or hers. It is the club's, and every member in the club has access to see the entire portfolio. They have access to see their section. They have access to see everybody and how the whole pie is divvied up. And going to Jackie and Helena's point, transparency is one of the keys that makes that Club of County software great. And so you can definitely check out more information at betterinvesting.org or give them a call. But let me get Millie, and then we're going to have Janelle take us back to when she first started with the club.
Thanks, Ione. I actually put my comment in the chat, and the bottom line is that by using the accounting system, it keeps the club and the management very objective. It really takes the personal out, so I think is what everyone has said. And I think sometimes with family and friends, there's even more of a need or reason to have that safety net. So it actually serves as protection for everybody.
Exactly. Thank you. So,
just want to let everyone know that I did put the link to iClub in the chat box, and I think they have like a 45-day trial or whatever. So you can actually try it out and see if you feel like it's easy enough where you can, you know, manage it and be able to use it okay.
Right. And for anybody that is old school and wants to give them a call, feel free to call them at 877-275-6242. Again, 877-275-6242. And that's Better Investing's home office, and you can ask for more information about the software and stuff like that. And thank you for sharing this. This is good. So, Janelle, were you the youngest member when the club was formed?
So I want to lie and go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
We'll take that. I, in spirit, still am. So I was part of the grandchildren, I guess, at that time, because at that time we did not all have children and weren't married and things like that. And so interestingly, I am a strong liberal arts major. You know, I do not do math. I do not do economics. I'm like all about helping the people, advocacy, you know, social work. So having the investment club piece, I see myself as not a numbers person. It's kind of been really good. I feel like it's important to balance yourself, just like numbers people need to be more balanced and know more about the humanities. I think there's a kind of that balance it has. So for going through the investment club has been useful for me to help look at just not just numbers and looking at companies, but it's made me really much more aware about economics. And economics impacts everything. If you think about just what's going on, it's 2020 here. We can see just the disparity of wealth within our country, where those who have had stock portfolios, our portfolio did pretty good during COVID, where others, you know, were not doing as well. So it's really been, I found, useful and a learning, because I've really gotten to know not just a company, but what's behind a company, what's behind fundamentals. What makes the economy work, and I really enjoy that. So I enjoy stories. I work with families. It's good to get to know a family story. I like to know a company story. Ethics about a company also I think is important. So I'm probably that club member who isn't just say that's a great SSG, but like, what's the diversity on the board? How are they doing well? We had a company that we were invested in that we actually sold because they were selling guns, and we just kind of thought as a value for our company, do we want to invest our money in companies that also, you know, to me are selling guns. And for me, that's, you know, freedom and stuff. You know, you have to know what's important to you, what works, and what balances. So I think those discussions have happened at our club, and it's gone either way. And I think it's just useful for, especially for me, personally, African Americans, to be aware of what companies stand for and what your money is being invested in, and how they're using it. What, you know, what, who are they hiring? Who are they supporting? Where are they dumping their waste? So I think we've been really thoughtful about the companies we are looking at. And I think this works because we've invested in companies that we've held for a while that have done really well. And that has, to me, helped me in my personal life be more thoughtful. So when I went on to work, you know, making sure, what am I doing with my own personal funds? So I think I strongly suggest actually for persons to look at investment clubs for younger people, because one, you know, when you invest young, you know, that compounding, you can grow. So I think it's a great way to help that for young people to learn. And it really helps people to be thinking about just the global economy. You know, we're a capital society and capitalism rules, and it's good to be aware of where money is and how it impacts the community and how you can be part of it to also create wealth. So for me, it was a learning. I've enjoyed the learning, and I think it's actually allowed me to grow in ways I wasn't expecting.
And even how did it kind of shape your and change your view as a young person having this family investment club? Because I'm always kind of keen on when young people or young adults have this type of exposure and the different decisions that they're making. So you started in the investment club, but did that give you the awareness to start saving for retirement early, or, you know, what kind of other things did it also influence?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. So, you know, when you go to a company and they have – so when you go to a company and they offer you, like, the 401k and a different plan, a lot of times – persons who are younger or may not think to invest and do the matching funds and things like that. So I think for me, when I started my work life, I was more looking not at what is your retirement package and what is my package. I'm in a federal social work. We are not multi-family paid. So I knew I needed to go ahead and create my own wealth. It made me also kind of open up my own investment account to kind of just, you know, put a little here, put a little there. So I'm on a slow build. Always can do more, always could do better. But it made me kind of think about just not, I'm a bleeding heart for the community, but I also want to be able to retire one day and, you know, be okay. So I think that has been useful. And also thinking about, you know, you can take money that you have and save, and you can use it to, you know, do other things in life. And, you know, I think one thing that happens so often when I think about just not just in, I don't know, I'm Black, for the Black community, we are sometimes don't have that cushion or that wealth to pass down to other generations. I think about, I have friends whose their parents were able to sell some stocks and give them money to purchase a home. So I think kind of looking at how we can build wealth so that we can pass it down to other generations. So sometimes the wealth, you know, we're creating is really not even just for our personal selves, but helping to lay that foundation. So when there's an emergency, when something happens, you have that balance of savings. And I think that's something you have to learn. To me, it's easier to learn early versus to learn when you're 60. It can be harder. You know, it's something that's, I think that is a value that you can learn in investment clubs. I think so. I've kind of learned how I can produce and grow and not just consume. And I think that is something that's important and that can be really taught in an investment club early on when you're having good conversations. So I think one thing I will say if we do an investment club, especially if you have quite a range of personalities and ages, is to allow space for everyone to participate. And allowing that space to kind of sometimes you have to have a few more discussions, and you may not be able to make the decision right at that first meeting. So sometimes you may have to wait till the next meeting to really help cultivate people understanding about a stock, or just allowing space for maybe a younger person to share about their stock. So I think that balance is really good for both parties to kind of learn and grow. And I feel that our as the youth, I guess, in our investment club have grown, I think we're working at kind of creating that space where everyone is kind of learning and respecting those different paces that people learn and grow in that sense. So in doing anything, you have to be very thoughtful about it. I wouldn't just be spontaneous.
And this is Millie. I would just add, Janelle is always our special one. But when we originally started the club, Helena's baby was the youngest at that time. And I believe he was two or three. How old?
He probably was about five, but I know we gave him an assignment.
No, he was under five.
He was about two and a half or three, Helena.
Okay, well, I guess when I would start talking and participate, but I understand.
But I think what's also worth noting is that any subsequent additions to our family have actually signed up literally as soon as we had a name and a social security number, because Helena won't take money until she has a social security number. But our newest addition to the family, which is now Bob and my great, it's our grandnephew, it just turned two.
Mm-hmm.
So each baby has, you know, they really have had a chance to have some track record. And Elizabeth has grandchildren. So all of the siblings except Bob and I have grandchildren who are now additions to the club.
Wow. And I have two questions. I don't know which one to do first. I want to ask Helena, because she didn't get the chance yet. Elizabeth did a wonderful job talking about her perspective when the club formed, when Bob brought it up at that Christmas get together in 99, 2000. Helena, what was your perspective when Bob is bringing this up about a family club? Were you for it? Were you against it? Were you on the fence? How did you feel at the moment, and how do you feel now?
Well, probably all of the above. Were you for it, against it, on the fence? And as the family knows, I'm pretty much a team player. And we do give Bob credit for being the visionary. And it just sounded like a very good idea and a way to organize your money in a fashion that you could relate to, and you could actually have a plan to go forward. So I was, you know, on board, and I think I've been treasurer since day one. I don't believe we've ever had another treasurer, but in a way, I kind of think I might be treasurer by default also, because I was a math major, that type of thing. And so I have been, you know, all in from the beginning. And like Janelle said, the reason I'm probably thinking about my adult son now, because when he was able to speak, we gave him an assignment. And the assignment would be the stock market monitor, because back in the day when you had a newspaper, you could read the summary of what the stock market's high and low and close every day. So he literally, look, we're trying to get him on now, but back then when I had control, he was on all of those meetings. And my point is, now we're working with Mia, who's Joel and Corinne's granddaughter, because she has an assignment to study the diversity. So I'm just saying, I've been all in from the beginning, because we're such a closely knit family. And usually when Bobby says something or Margaret Lorraine, I'm a yes person. I'm in. And because I'm the middle girl. So it just has a security blanket type feeling. So we have just done very well. But we opened that manual, and we really not deviated, and that's probably how we've made it to 20 years, and we've been able to grow and develop.
Wow, thank you, Helena. And I want to get back to Liz, because I know she started us off, and I know she'd like to stay quiet. And first, let me say thank you for being with us, Liz, because I know you tried to scoot on out, but I really wanted your perspective also to be shared, because you have the gung-ho, you have the the new people, you have the no people, and I want to make sure that all the perspectives are shared, because as people listen, they're going to encounter everybody, whether it's a family club or not. You know, you're going to have people not just all yes. But the question I have for you is, going back to when you could see this day back then, and your son, at least one of them, saying, no, I don't want to be a part of it, how is it now getting your grandkids into it? Talk to us about how you've been including them and what maybe role they have been playing as they've grown up, because I think that's an interesting dynamic.
Well, with my son now, and he's listening, but now I've been so excited about talking about seeing 2021 or 2020. He and his wife have gone off the board and have their own stock portfolios. They have several stocks, and it has been fun to be at his home, where he'll come and say, Mom, look at this. Look how I've grown, or look what I have now. So it branched out with them even taking an extra interest with the grandchildren, because Helena brings such great visuals along with her treasury report. And so my oldest grandson is 11, and so he can look at some of the reports, or we make him look, and he knows that he's a part. He doesn't fully understand, but he knows that he's got some money. Or getting stuff. One of the things I want to also mention, too, in starting up, one of the things we had to discuss was the dues. How much would each family member pay? And so with 20 years, 25 years, our dues have not changed. And I have always felt that they were in such an increment where it was not a hardship on anyone. One of the things Bob told us day one, or told me, that Liz, this is not money that you're going to be using. This is, look at it long term. Don't look at this as something 5 years from now you plan to get out. He told us from day one, this is actually money you don't think about. He told us from day one, if the market goes down, you don't get frustrated, because this is money you're not thinking about anyway. And so I think that having our dues set at such monthly prices, if you will, whatever, it has not been a hardship, and it's been where everyone can keep up with the dues and keep the club at a steady flow.
Thank you, Lou.
And where my grandkids hopefully one day will take on their own, because it's at such a rate as that.
And is it $25?
Yes.
Okay.
Monthly.
And how many club members do you have in the family club right now?
13.
Approximately. Okay.
13. And okay. I think it's about 5 that are under 18, I would guess.
Oh, nice.
Yes, that's right. It's 13 partnerships, and that's a very important word, because in our family there are 4 siblings, and I can just use myself as an example. I'm my own partnership, because my husband is not in the club. He's our in-house advisor, but, you know, he's not in the club. Whereas, say, Bob and Millie are a partnership, or some of the other nieces and nephews are partnerships. So it's 13 partnerships, but we have more members or human beings in. And as the youngs join, they are their own partnerships. Mm-hmm. So that is the way, you know, we are formed.
Do you know how many individual people that is? Do you know,
well, it's 13 partnerships, and then we have about 4. Their partnership is a husband-wife team.
Okay.
So what, 13 partnerships? about 18 human, you know, members, so to speak. But it really is based on partnership, because the dues are per partnership. Your ownership percentages are per partnership. It is not per, you know, individual member. So everything is based on the partnership. So that's a key word.
I was just going to add two quick things. One is Helena was very modest. Not only does she do the treasurer's work, but she really embellishes the report with a family newsletter. And it's always got updates about who's accomplished what, whose birthday it has been, or anniversaries that are coming up. So she really does incorporate the family news in it in a really nice and fun way. But back to the startup, the other reason, not just the fact that I wanted to help our family do what we were doing in the community, you know, you have to be real strategic about a lot of these things. And Helena had just decided to retire from her full-time job. And I knew that of all our family members, she had to be the treasurer. I knew she would be excellent at it. I also know that she knows how to play bridge, and she has a whole lot of other friends, and she's a Delta. And so I thought, I have to get on her new routine schedule pronto. Otherwise, especially the bridge players, were going to snap her up and all of her time. So we got in on that schedule as it was being revamped as she was retiring. So those are the kinds of things you really have to think through when you're trying to get your club started. If you've ever read Barnes' book, Good to Great, and it really is about getting the right people in the right places to have your organization thrive. And there's really a lot of truth to that.
And I actually want to piggyback on what Uncle Bobby's saying. I think we've been 20 years in the game. So I think we're also looking at the other side of what that transition looks like. So as we have our younger generation, quote unquote, grow, I think we have to look at what the mentoring process is to make sure your club continues on. So if you're having a club, I think it's important to make sure you're connecting with different people and different skill sets within the club, so the club will still stay. Because, you know, we've been fortunate to have an Aunt Helena who wishes to be the treasurer until she forever. But for those who have clubs who don't have that, you want to make sure you're kind of nurturing a relationship to have that transition of leadership, have that transition of treasurer, have that mentoring taking place, because I think that's where a lot of times challenges with organizations have when there isn't a sharing of power or sharing of knowledge and dependent on one person. So I think we're kind of at a place also where we're kind of recognizing, how is our leadership set up? How are we sharing information? How are we helping to kind of make sure persons in my generation set are also involved and having some decision-making opportunities.
Yeah, I just like to also add some important dynamics in this WIN family. I came in a little late, so I don't know if we, as they say, given all due respect to our fabulous older sister, who is the president of our club, and her daughter, Janelle, is the vice president. So you can see by the way Janelle has blossomed that she didn't fall far from the tree. Mm-hmm. Our president is magnificent. So as you can see, and I might be the treasurer, but that family shows me so much love. They tell me I'm up in some bubble. You know, why are you always smiling? I say, with a family who loves you like my family loves me, you're going to smile. So it's important, you know, just to keep it, you know, together and try to support the efforts and not take people for granted and try to bring out their skill. And our younger generation, Janelle, the GCs, Joel, Corinne, they're coming within their own, because now people are beginning to do research with the SSGs, and, you know, we can feel their strength growing and picking up. and our oldest sister for years. If we voted on a trade, we have an executive committee. I don't know if Bobby has explained that. We have a wonderful structure. If everybody's not on the call, she's had what they call telephone poll. Everybody would be polled. She got everybody. We never have done anything where it just didn't get unanimous consent or at least everybody's feeling about it. So I think as to the personal dynamics in this, because when you have four siblings, personally, I think that's a lot. And for all of us to still be unified and all of us are married, so the spouses are there. Our spouses have what they call the in-law club. So we got it going on.
You know, I mean.
It's a pleasure to meet you out. You know, you came to New York.
Oh, of course. That's why you always going to be my friend, Miss Selena, because, you know.
We use you as a role model for young people.
I would like to say one thing, piggybacking off of what she said. Four siblings, our families, our niece and nephew. My husband is a partner. And so also someone starting this club, will you let other cousins come in that see the success of the club or other relatives that see the success or hear about it or whatever? We have bylaws, but I want to say for myself, that's one of the things I also have enjoyed with the 20 years of the club. We have kept it just the siblings, their spouses, and their offspring. I think we have had some inquiries of other relatives that would have liked to have been a part because, as Helene was saying, I think you look at your dynamics and if, you know, we kind of know how each other or we get along. I'm a minister, so I'm Helene's the church. I pray for them when they're making these decisions, when they're doing all this. I say, you all go on. I'm praying y'all handle it. But I just want to mention that because as you have a family investment club, you might have other family members from the extended family, the cousins or whatever, that might want to be a part, and it's something you need to think about.
Yeah, and all I was just going to say was that, you know, it's so beautiful to have you all on and sharing it because, one, being a Black family and being one that's already tight-knit and then taking it to that next level to create a family investment club and hearing the experiences, hearing the input, hearing that you all decided to take a part but didn't feel pressured. You know, I mean, it's just been beautiful to hear. And going to your point, Ms. Clausell, we've had another club on, Howard Johnson's family club, which also included some extended, you know, cousins and aunts, uncles. And, you know, so it is that, and that's why we have this show. That's why we have My Investing Story, because for us as African-Americans in our community and in other relationships, a lot of times we are not aware that there are some successful Black harmonious family investment clubs. And so thank you all for, you know, saying yes to the invitation to share your story, because the work that we all are doing, starting with Bob and Klein, starting with, you know, Jackie and myself at Better Investing, we really are making a concerted effort to do all we can to provide the support, to be a resource to all those African-American, Black and brown communities that want to learn this, whether individuals or, you know, investment clubs or people getting together, even start investment clubs. Because I think as long as we can continue to share our stories and they can see themselves in us, and we can be that resource and be that bridge, we can definitely help them to get to where they want to be. And a lot of times it's where we are. So with that to be said, I do want to, you know, open it up, whether it be starting with you, Ms. Carcel, or you, Jamel, for what are your closing remarks, and even Jackie, as we wrap up, what are your closing remarks? To a lot of people that's listening, that's new, they are not investing yet. They are not members of Better Investing yet, but they want to get started and they want to know how. So the floor is yours.
I'll start my closing remarks. First of all, you know, thank you so much for this opportunity. We really had a nice time to share it. Always good to see my family virtually. And it's just also good to see what you're doing here by sharing the gospel of better investing and wealth building. You know, I do want to say, as someone who is not, you know, a financial advisor, an economist, et cetera, I think better investing and doing an investment club is a great way to learn and grow for the home and small investor. I think it's also important to be thoughtful. I think it's nice to work with other well-rounded, well-meaning people, because learning is important. From getting to know companies, getting to know what investing is, helps you kind of gain traction, gain understanding, so you can kind of move it forward in your own economic development, in your own personal life. So I definitely would say to those who are listening or thinking about it, definitely go forward and give it a try. I would say also, you know, be thoughtful and how you're doing it. I think with keeping that balance of it is a club, so having some balance of while you're very business oriented, but think of ways that you can make it enjoyable for people to still stay engaged. Business is wonderful, but engagement is also important. People learn when they're also kind of engaged and wanting to kind of come to the next meeting and to stay with it. And I think that's something that you really have to be thoughtful about to make it happen. But I'm excited about it in the work that's going on, and I think it has a lot of opportunity. And always say give yourself grace and give others grace, because, you know, we all, sometimes we are amazing and sometimes we also can grow a little bit. And so when you have grace, it makes any organization better and do well. So thank you so much for your time. I'm just so proud of you on that board. So look, Black Girl Magic. And I also do want to say a shout out to Hampton University. That's another reason why, you know, we are doing well, is because many of us went to Hampton University, and Hampton University does excel. So we do want to also let them know, the people know about the other HU.
My sister went to Hampton, so yes. The other HU.
Okay, my closing remarks. I'm a graduate of Tuskegee University, Tuskegee, Alabama. And my closing remarks, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing us to share and allowing me to share, because of the fact I didn't really come on to share. But I thank you so much for this opportunity. And I would just encourage any family to at least make a start. And one of the things that Bob said day one is money that you don't think about. It's money that's for the long term. And when you see the stocks going up or down, don't get frazzled or whatever, because you're not thinking about that money anyway. And Iona has started off, see the future, see long range, and not be discouraged, because actually with our son sitting there saying no, my husband and I signed him up as a partner. And so for years, we just paid the first part of the years. We just paid for him and through prayer or whatever. And then he just started coming on. And like I said, now he's branched off and got his own thing going as well. And so not to be discouraged, and just love your family, but thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Ms. Liz, for coming on. Let's do Helena first, because we all know how Bob is going to take us to the house. So,
well, I won't be long, but I must say, you know, thoroughly enjoyed this session, and thank you so much for inviting our family. And we certainly wish everybody well. This has been a wonderful experience for us also to be with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Helena.
So, Bob, you going to take us home?
Well, I was going to see if Ione was going to unmute me. She had me muted. But actually, this is really a moment for me to see my family really sharing the good news about the investment club after 20 years of experience. Seeing Jackie and Ione, who are now board members, really beginning to carry the message forward. And of course, we have wonderful people that are on this Zoom. I recognize some of the names of individuals who are all ears because they're about to start their own investment club. So it's wonderful to be able to be a guide and somewhat of an inspiration for others. My nephew, who is the closest thing I have to a brother or a son, is on, and he's been fantastic in so many ways. There's so many sub stories we could tell about how the family helps one another just way beyond just this investment club. But Janelle alluded to the socioeconomic dynamics of this country. And there's, you know, a lot to be said about not only how we got where we are, but, you know, where are we going? And I think that investment clubs, I always say, is the closest thing we have to a silver bullet. And I've worked for government for 25 years and have come to the conclusion, although, you know, I'm happy that we've got good visionary governmental leaders, they cannot do it for us. We have to do this. We're really happy to do what we're doing, but it's what we have to do. And we have to learn this and get it out into our community. So it's far beyond just our family. It has to do with what we can share with others so that others can participate. It's really interesting, the backdrop of yesterday and today for people who have been following the stock market. While I was on mute, I took a call from one of our high school members of my Milwaukee Investment Club. Well, yeah, she's been in our, and Ione has already interviewed her. You know, I won't call her name because of the story I'm going to tell. And she's just such a wonderful student that I've known since eighth grade that I said, in addition to being in the Milwaukee Investment Club, I'm marching you right down to Charles Schwab, and we're opening up an account, and here's your first $50. We're going to get you started. And, you know, a couple of stocks have gone absolutely crazy the past couple of days. She happened to have been in one of the crazy stocks. So she was just calling me and saying that her mom had told her her account is over four figures now. And so she wants to find out what to do about that. So I'll be calling her after this. But I guess I only was right that I just tend not to be able to shut up when it comes to this investing and this economic empowerment, because I think it is the answer. And I look forward to being able to have many more discussions like this with many more people. Now with Climb USA teaming up with Better Investing, I think we have a pathway that can lead a lot of people into a much, much better, more empowered life, and social justice will follow. Believe me, you get your money, your finances right, and social justice will be in your back pocket.
Yes, and Bob, we love you. I mean,
you.
Because, you know, you over the decades have unselfishly just given yourself and invested in so many of our communities, your community, our community. And I think that the proof is in the pudding. You know, charity begins at home, and that's why, to me, I don't know about nobody else. I know Jackie with me and my mama with me, but, you know, you are the real deal, because for you to have been doing and still continue to do the work that you do, but 20-so years ago decided, let me do this with my family. You know, we're not going to get into, you know, some people that are on a pedestal and their own finances are in shambles. I think, again, the proof is in the pudding. And so we love to support you and your efforts because it's what we believe in. And with that being said, anybody still listening right now, if you are interested in what we're talking about and taking that next step, please visit betterinvesting.org, O-R-G. Also visit Climb USA, CLIMBUSA.org. We have events and activities specifically tailored to the African-American and Hispanic communities. And so if you, as my younger self would say, if you bought this life, check us out because we are doing the work. And, you know, we're here. Feel free to reach out to us, connect with us. That is why we are here every Wednesday. Feel free to not just show up, but share with others because this is a movement that we have not just started in 2020. This has been 3 to 4 decades in the making, and we're just picking up a certain level of speed and momentum. And, you know, we're all on the path of wealth building and community building and social justice. And so if you agree with any one of those, if not all of those, feel free to connect with us because we will be reaching a lot more youth in this coming summer with the programs that we have planned and already rolling out. So with that, Jackie, you have anything?
I just want to say I feel honored and inspired. Like, I wish I was part of the family. But I want to thank you and spending the last hour with you guys. It was so great to hear and feel like I was a part of the club myself by describing, you know, what a close-knit family you are, but also a close-knit club. And I think you serve as an example of how wonderful it can be spreading the knowledge, spreading the love, and teaching not just your family, but teaching everyone around you about investing. And Bob, you give a lot to your family, but I know you give so much everywhere else. And that's what we need to do to get rid of the headlines that say, you know, minorities don't invest, Black people don't invest. You know, we are the ones that will change that. So hearing your club, believe me, it touches a lot of people and a lot of families. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to the entire Wynn family that is on for being a blessing to all of us tonight and for those listening in the future. So thank you all and have a wonderful good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, family.
Bye. Night, night. Goodbye.